Across the state of South Dakota, about 83% of students managed to complete high school in 4 years. At a rough estimate, that means one in five students doesn't finish his or her coursework on time, or at all. The Harrisburg School District in southeast South Dakota has a higher graduation rate than the statewide average. High school principal Dr. Kevin Lean says 94% of students in his district get their diplomas within 4 years.
We're really lucky our demographic has kids who have great work ethic and have a good background and terrific community support. So, you know, all the things are in place already to make students successful.
Lean says his rapidly growing district faces some unique challenges with the infusion of so many new students each year. But he and other staff members strive to provide individual attention to high schoolers.
We're still small enough with two counselors that our counselors do review all junior transcripts to see where they're at, to see if they've been keeping up. You know, if we see some real gaps, even in sophomores, you know, we'll discuss with them and their parents. And then seniors, you know, we've already begun, actually we're already through with going through all of the seniors, making sure they're on track, how many credits they need, that they know exactly what they have to do. So that's the first step.
The next step, Lean says, has educators working with struggling students to show them paths to achieve high school diplomas. Still, not everyone finishes in 4 years, and that's how statewide graduation rates are measured.
We do have quite a number of kids who end up completing after the time period, and so sometimes that graduation rate is even artificial, and I think that's a lot of schools in South Dakota, so that's unfortunate.
The positive of that is every state is on the same playing field with reporting graduation rates. The negative is it doesn't take into account our GED kids, our special ed kids, and the kids that continue to enroll, and we do.
Dr. Laura Rader is the curriculum coordinator for the Sioux Falls School District. Teachers here educate more students than any other district in the state. South Dakota's evaluation of Sioux Falls shows about 79% of the district's high school students graduate with a diploma on time.
We all know our experiences in school, and especially teachers, we sometimes had really good experiences in school, but our kids don't necessarily all have that family that supports them, the family that reads to them, that asks them, how was your day? What did you do? And that, for that child, it's just a little more challenging to get through the education system that we've set up.
Rader says Sioux Falls' actual graduation rate is substantially better than the state's assessment. She says, considering extenuating circumstances, the district's graduation rate skyrockets 13%, proving 9 out of 10 Sioux Falls public school students successfully complete their secondary education. Still, that means 1 in 10 doesn't get a diploma.
Well, we spend quite a bit of time trying to figure out who that kid is so that we can then help to identify and serve that student earlier. And I'll tell you, it's all kinds of kids.
Rader says every student has a different story. Some kids move to the United States as teenagers, so they're coping with learning the language at the same time as completing the high school curriculum. Others are special education students with specific individual education plans.
And then we have our students that have tremendous life challenges. Sometimes they are the ones that are the breadwinners for their family, and it's hard to be in school for 6-7 hours a day. So we try to provide some flexible scheduling for that student. We also have students who are parents themselves, and we try to provide opportunities such as daycare to help alleviate that burden and help them set them up for success with that high school diploma.
All of those students are part of the equation that determines what ratio of students makes it through high school in 4 years and what chunk of kids doesn't. Both Sioux Falls and Harrisburg schools offer alternatives to the typical high school class schedules. That way, students who get behind for a variety of reasons have options to complete coursework and earn diplomas. Harrisburg High School Principal Dr. Kevin Lean.
We do have some online coursework that we offer them for free, and then, you know, the state has a South Dakota virtual school, and we make sure they understand if there's any financial recompense that they have to use, but generally that's free, and we take care of that. And then our LEAP High program, our alternative school, and then Volunteers of America. So I think we have a pretty complete menu of opportunities for these kids. We also provide work-based experience. You know, if they have some electives and they have to work a job due to some socioeconomic circumstance, there is some academic rigor imposed on it, but, you know, we give them credit for those things as well, especially if they're career-oriented. So there is a lot of opportunity for kids to make it if they want to put the effort in.
South Dakota school districts face starkly different challenges based on their location, size, and demographics. Despite the labors of teachers and administrators, some students simply won't finish high school. School districts often work with outside educators to ensure those students know they have additional opportunities to complete their education. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.